You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe, Thursday, 11:30, means it's time for Rob Bradford, WEEI, and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. You can check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy, take it with you wherever you go. Rob Bradford, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Bradfo, how we doing? It's do or die tonight.
Oh, my goodness. I'm yelling McFarland ever since 6 o'clock this morning. It's just over and over and over again. And I will not bore you with any travel stories about me getting $800 vouchers because I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. I'm sitting here. I don't know what I'm doing. It's great. It's kind of good. It's kind of exciting. I don't know if you guys have that same excitement, the anticipation. Let's go.
I have a lot of feelings. I have a lot of feelings right now.
I feel that.
Yeah. Bradford, you say you don't know what you're doing. Could we apply that same thought to one Kyle Hudson? What, honest to God, what was that there with Nate Eaton?
Yeah, so late last night, we got the all-22, right? We got the all-22 of the breakdown of that play, the overhead camera.
All 18, yeah.
Yeah, the all 18, exactly. And so, I don't think there's any question that the big mistake there was Kyle Hudson not reading the room right and holding Eaton. I mean, I think Eaton wasn't, as he said after the game, Eaton said, you know, I was running, you know, I was told to hold. I couldn't see the play after that. I couldn't see over there. And then that was that. But really, once Kyle Hudson holds him, I don't think he had a chance. I don't think it went up far enough away. But what he shouldn't have done was hold him, because if you see it, he holds him. And basically, Jazz Chisholm is sprawled out trying to get his wits together to throw to first. There was no way he was throwing home. So he should have known just to keep going, just to keep sending him all the way home. That, to me, was the biggest mistake of all. I don't think it was after the fact. I don't think it was after it got away. I think that was too late. I think he should have sent him.
No, and I would agree, especially 100%. You know, knowing how Eaton's speed can change a game like we saw just a few weeks ago against Oakland. So I'd have him first on the list of who to blame for last night. That whole play was just so crushing. After that, the Rafaela bunt, and there's, I didn't realize this would be such a debate today. I heard Greg's show talking about it. Me and Keith actually disagree to a degree on how much of bunting there is on Cora, how much of the lack of execution is on Rafaela. How'd you view that issue for the Red Sox late in the game?
I don't know if you could feel the venom coming through my tweet when I just simply said three words, tilt the bat. It drives me nuts. You know, to answer your question, I don't necessarily have a problem in bunting there, but if you have a participant who isn't willing to tilt the bat, then don't do it. Like, don't do it. Like, what I'm talking about, of course, is when you're taught to bunt, you're taught, do not hold the bat perpendicular. Do not hold it just flat, because what will happen is that you have a much less chance of getting the bunt down. Rafaela, two straight times, not only were the pitches out of the strike zone, but the form was just awful. It drives me nuts. So that what that tells me is that he wasn't a really a willing participant. He didn't know how to do it. And if you don't know how to do it and you're not a willing participant, then probably find another avenue to go.
Well, and you brought up, Bradfo, there were two, like, even if Cora wanted to do it, you saw him offer it the first
one.
He
looked so bad on the first
one. That's where I put some blame on Cora. Like, he could have called it off after you saw the horrible effort on the first one.
Yeah, and I hear you. Like, I would like to think that a Major League Baseball player, especially one that whose game is somewhat predicated on speed throughout his career. I mean, this is a guy, keep in mind, this is a guy, when he signed a professional contract, had hit one home run, outside the park home run, his entire life. So what does that tell you? Probably he's had to do something along these lines at some point. But I don't know why you can't dysfunction in that situation. And people will say, I know that baseball players will say, it's really hard to do it because the pitching is just, the ball is coming up, it's bobbing and weaving all over the place. And that's true. But even if you miss it, then just do it right. So, yeah, so I don't have a problem with the actual calling for it, but the execution was terrible.
Two of the big decisions Cora had to make last night, when to take out Brian Baio. He went quick hook on Baio. And then how long to stick with Whitlock. He seemed to give him a long hook, as it were. So what were your thoughts on those two decisions?
Yeah, the Baio one, you know, we should have saw it coming. You know, Baio hasn't been great the last few outings. And, you know, I think we all, or at least I was seduced with the idea of like, okay, we're going to do the John Lester, Josh Beckett, Curt Schilling, Jordan Montgomery, Zach Gallen, you know, Nathan Eovaldi thing, where you're just going to ride all these starters to the promised land. And yeah, because we saw Crochet, but no, that's not how these postseasons work. And we were reminded that with Baio, his stuff hadn't been good. And I think they knew that, they saw that, and they're like, we're not taking any chances. We're going to rope-a-dope the Yankees. We're going to get all your lefties in there, and then we're going to come with all these left-handed pitching. And for a while, it looked like an unbelievably great move. But, you know, I think that ultimately, if you go on any run, I mean, you have to have two good starters, man. Like, you have to find them. You can't just keep – because what happens is what happened last year in the postseason. Teams ultimately run out of relief pitchers. And I think that's the predicament the Red Sox are in right now. And you go to Whitlock, well – yeah, you know, Whitlock is like, you got to the point of no return with him. Now you aren't using him. Like, there's no way that you can possibly use him. You burnt him.
Nothing
and
tonight?
What's unfortunate? I mean, what do you throw, like 48 pitches or something?
Yeah,
47. Like
47, yep. Season high, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I can't. I mean, maybe they'll say all hands on deck and everything else, but that's really hard for me to see. I mean, I should never say he's not pitching because it is all hands on deck. Mm-hmm. I mean, Aroldis Chapman, I think, would have come in the ninth inning last night, you know, even after getting four outs the night before. So, yeah, but still, like, what's this stuff going to look like? And this is, I mean, make no mistake about it. Like, we can talk about all the maneuvering that Cora has had to do and will do, but one of the foundations, one of the things that they felt like they could count on was Whitlock and Chapman. Like, I think that he said that on maybe on the afternoon show. He thought that was the best 1-2 combination for bullpens in the entire major leagues. And Whitlock almost got there, but then he got to the two outs, and obviously it went the other way. And that's to not have those two guys at their absolute best, that's on the top of the power rankings and how it's not going to work.
All right, so I have admittedly a stupid question, which could lead to a very smart answer.
Oh, I like it.
You mentioned the rope-a-dope there, and Baio ended up going like 2 1/3. Because so many teams now have such lefty lineups versus righty lineups, is there any rule? Let's just take this to the next level. Is there any rule to say, hey, you know, Brian Baio's our starter. Brian Baio's our starter. He throws one pitch, and then you put in like Connelly early. And then the next day, you do the same thing. You're like, our starting pitcher today is Peyton Tolley. They loaded up with righties, and then you're like, just kidding, it's Brian Baio.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress, Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is there any rule against that? Because it's not like a substitution thing in other sports. Like, if that pitcher's out for that game, great, he's out. He's going to pitch the next day anyway.
Well, you got to face three batters, though, right?
Okay, so you got to face three. Well, no, or that's but you do?
Yeah, you have to face three. But yeah, you have to face.
That's
three
a reliever
batters,
rule.
Yeah.
Is that also a starter?
Well,
rule?
That's a good question.
I believe it's every pitcher.
Okay,
you have to face three batters.
But can you be like, ah, my arm?
Yeah.
You could be like, ah, my arm.
Ooh, wow,
ah, my arm.
I mean, there's a lot of this, but unfortunately, there's a lot of on my arm, and by the way, great Rodney Dangerfield reference. There's a lot of Rodney Dangerfield moments in the postseason now. We saw it with the Cubs yesterday where they're trying to outsmart themselves and bring Imanaga in after having an opener just so he can avoid facing Manny Machado in the first inning. And then he faces Manny Machado, he hits a home run. you can do that, but you got to be careful because, you know, you only have so many pitchers. That's my problem with this whole strategy, is that we're going to see again tonight, which is, it's fine. You want to run out all these relievers? Yeah, last postseason, relievers pitch more innings than starters. That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens, you saw it in Detroit last year, you saw it with Cleveland last year, you really saw it with the Dodgers almost at the end, where you run out of pitchers. You have these guys running on fumes, and when you want to spin it forward to the night, like, they can talk about all hands on deck, but believe me, if they are, I would imagine they are certainly banking on Conley early, maybe giving five or six, ooh, probably not six, that's unheard of.
Seven,
but,
eight.
But giving five than they were Brian Bayo last night.
What do you think happens tonight, Bradfo? Who you got?
Man, don't ask me that. I'm terrible.
Who wins?
We must know.
Who wins? Yeah, you know what? Because I feel like the Yankees are going to win, I'll pick the Red Sox because I am also all over the place. Well, the one thing that I do think with early, and I think that maybe we obsess over the starting pitching maybe too much because ultimately these games have been decided that with things like Nate Eaton and Whitlock and everything else. But I do think that if they are able to find a crack in the armor of our guy, the guy who used to put Christmas trees on top of cars in Walpole, Cam Schlittler, you know, there you go. You're welcome. So if you can find a crack in the armor and you can do one of these like things like they did at Fenway against the Yankees and put up six runs or whatever, and then you can ride Conley early a little bit, I can see Conley early doing well is what I'm saying. Because not only because he went to West Point and makes his bed and is very disciplined, but because he has of that sort of mindset to succeed. He has the stuff to succeed in multiple ways, not just the Peyton Tolley one or two pitches. He can get all these pitches over the plate. I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed by the moment. I do think that Conley early is going to be good. And also the factor is, one of the things, guys, I don't know, Peyton Tolley came in last night, right? And like, he's been up and down. But one thing that you're reminded watching Peyton Tolley go against, I forget who it was he faced at the end, but I was like, they're like an hour late on his fastball.
Yeah.
And that made me kind of think about when you don't see a guy, like, that's how that is. And I can see a little bit of that with Early tonight.
Okay. It was Grisham who he got out last night in the ninth inning.
Yeah. Stupid mustache.
Not Tolley. I like Tolley's mustache. Grisham,
stupid mustache.
Stupid mustache.
And by the way, Lucas Giolito forgives you, Rich Keefe.
He says
his appearance on Dork had nothing to do with his misfortune.
I feel terrible. Yeah. I don't know if I should reach out. Maybe he has more time to do more podcasts, or maybe I should just stay away.
You let him know only half the show agrees with him. Anyway, Bradfo, good stuff. Check him out at Bradfo on Twitter. You can listen to Baseball Isn't Boring on the Odyssey app. We'll talk to you next week, Bradfo.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I can picture
he's feeling positive though about Connelly Early.
Well, he is, but
Early
then,
could be a little bit of a fault hero.
He also said he thinks the Yankees are going to win, so he's picking the Red Sox. I was a little confused at all of that, but he does seem a little.
He doesn't
more,
like doing predictions. Sounds like.
Here's what I got out of that.
Yeah,
he wants over on 8.5 outs for Connelly Early. I did
over
get that. I got
outs.
That out of his answer. Yeah.
What about over under runs tonight? 7.5. There's not been a lot of runs in the series, so is this like, does it continue, or is this like a 10-8 game?
Seven.
I'll take the over.
Take the over?
Where's the juice?
I didn't
plus money on the over? Probably not.
Let me take a look here.
Where's the juice? I'll chase the juice.
Okay, it's close. -105 on the over, -116 on the under.
Yeah, over.
You're going over?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.